Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Just start out a little bit of, with what we were doing at practice today. You know, we're 2 days before a game, so we tried to get a Friday tempo before a Sunday game. With the added value, we kept the pads on early to get through individual, and we had a run game emphasis early on, and we wanted the guys padded up, and they really wanted to be padded up in the shoulders just to protect themselves and to be able to pick up the tempo, which I thought was very good. And then we took the pads off to lighten the load a little bit. We asked them to keep the energy up and the effort level up throughout. I blew the whistle earlier today so we could do a little less running, and I thought from start to finish it was a very focused, energetic, and a cooperative but competitive practice. So it felt very good about that. Yeah, the overriding philosophy is to get it to know each other, to develop levels of trust between each other, coaches and players, players and coaches, and define our behavior through respect and humility. That we're going to respect everybody around us, we're going to treat them in high regard, and we're going to understand what humility means, which is that we're a part of something bigger than ourselves. It's really that simple. If you know, understand the definition of those three terms, and you love football and want to play it and are a baller, we'll find a place for you. And we're also in a position where we don't expect everybody to understand that immediately. That's a process. That's a transformational process. It doesn't take 1 week. It doesn't take 1 month. It may not take a year. It may take more, but that's the day-to-day message that we're sending our coaches and I'm sending to our players, that if we do that, we're going to be in a better chance to win football games. You can't have one without the other, but it helps to win football games with that kind of environment, and it's not perfect. It never will be, but it doesn't take an entire stadium to make a wave either. I think that he's been consistent throughout the course of camp. He's a veteran. He understands the game. He's played in systems similar to ours. I think that's helped him. And he's been very effective in his the mental part of his game and learning his assignments. So, you know, he's certainly one of those guys that we're going to look hard at in these games. And certainly he's competing in practice. So we'll see how he does as we move through the next few weeks. Well, he's done a good job. I mean, he's, again, you know, we've got, 46 and 53, you know, man squads that we're working through as we move through camp, and he's competitive not only at the guard position, but his flexibility, his athleticism allows us to move him around both on the right and the left side, and we're excited about having him here.